Okay, before we start, I just want to make a announcement that the yeshiva, I think last year was, I think the first time we did it, we had in a Simchas Torah, you know, for the Bnei Yeshiva. And in previous years, there were technicalities that was difficult to work out. Last year, we worked out the technicalities, and we had the encouraged the guys to come back for Simchas Torah, which is obviously Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And those I think were here found it both enjoyable and spiritually uplifting. There's a Shiva used to always discuss very much that there's an Indian of, you know, there's a certain, you know, there's a, obviously, there's a mitzvah of learning Torah, but there's a special, you know, aliyah and ruchnias of Simchas HaTorah. It's a famous Rambam that it's a very big avodah of knowing how to gain ruchnias from being happy in Simcha through the Torah. That's a special yantif of Sukkos. The Rambam said it's a very hard avodah. So Simchas Torah is a very, very special day. It's not just an enjoyable day. It's also a spiritual day. It's an uplifting day. It helps one person be kind of avas Torah, appreciation of Torah, chitzayas maris apnimius, for many, many reasons. And being together, doing it in yeshiva, instead of doing it in a place where you're a shtickle stranger, it's much more meaningful and beneficial. So we encourage, obviously, you know, some people might have cheshbonos, why they can't, but those who can, we encourage that they come back for Simchas Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Hopefully we'll be able to work out something with the meals. We're planning to work out with the meals. Obviously we know the guys need meals, so that, you know, but the other Hashem, it should be very nice. Okay, so when you make your tickets, have that in mind. Okay, I have a very difficult schmooze here. It's difficult for me, but I hope it's okay. There is a parsha, a little bit, you have to know the psukim. There's a parsha in Tzavim. You have to go through all the psukim, which I couldn't put on the page. The parak starts, V'hoya ki yavoh elecho ko advar me'edah, abrocha v'aklada. It's when all these, in parashas Kisavo, there's a bracha and kladas. So it says, after all these brachas and kladas happen, v'ashivoyso el agoyim el levavcha ko agoyim sher dedakha shem nekashama. So apparently a person will be inspired. A person will see all the brachas and all the kladas, will go through the, you know, the Holocaust, and he'll see the Marshal, and he'll see all the clutters that happen to people, and he realizes that it's all because we're not doing the mitzvahs, and because we left Hashem. And a person, even though they were, obviously, I shouldn't imagine how it's difficult, but whatever the has, and the person will realize that if he wants to get bracha, he has to do tshuva, and he'll do tshuva. So the pasuk says about how Hashem will bring you back. The opsukim, Hashem the whole pasuk, v'at toshuv, and you'll do, and Hashem will, you know, you'll go back, and Hashem will come back. And then it says, ki ha-mitzvah hazoh asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleisim mikol v'lo rechoki. This mitzvah is not so difficult. And you would have thought that it's impossible, it's b'shamayim, lo b'shamayim. So it's a very unclear in the Rishonim what this mitzvah that they're referring to, that you would have thought is impossible, that you would have thought it's b'shamayim, and the pasuk saying it's lo b'shamayim. So the Alshuch, it's chopped off, it was supposed to be right on top of the Alshuch. The Alshuch has the following shot, that we're going on basically the mitzvah tshuva. That the people would have had a havamina, they were taught tshuva. If you look on the three lines at the bottom of the first column, that's really where since Vayipole Ata Beinecha, and the pasuk saying like this, don't say it's impossible. It's how is it possible? In Nitzoach Esayetzer Hara, how will I be able to ever do tshuva? But Omar, when you'll say to yourself, Uma'im term echta, govran avichotasi, a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, I never did an Aveira yet, and came in on the Eight Sahara and got me into this Aveira. So now that I've been, for 10 years, I've been doing this Aveira, and I'm soaked in saturated in this Aveira. It's a habit. So that, and who Baal Bayis? And how he's the Baal Bayis on me. So Yishtacher Arai Kam Shtacher, he rules over me. But Ucha though, and I can't. He's got me. Uma Gam Ki Kok Rulni, and he has some mystical powers. Vani Choymer, awkward. And I'm just a physical bad human. Lamanekdo, I can't. In other words, the guy's going to say, you're telling me I can do tshuva? Look, I see I did so many Aveiras. Even when I didn't have a history of Aveiras, I was nichshol. Now I'm already so seeped year after year, habit. You can tell me I can do tshuva. Okay, yad, efshir yad alei vish, sharech koach, and okay, rukhli mishamayim. I need some miracle. I need lama shamayim. I need some shamayim dika thing to go ahead and help me get out of this yetzahara. Comes on the pasuk. I'm skipping to Yudawif. Kain har mitzvah zayi tshuva. No nefleisi. You're wrong. It's not so difficult. V'lo rechaykehi. How come? Why? If you're skipping a few lines, I'm just ki karav elecha darim ha'oid shuli mebeis ha'medrash shemar dincha lamo neged yitzchak. If you learn in bungalow manuva be'emeshkei beis ha'medrash, if you have the eight sorry, take him to beis ha'medrash v'zeh shemar tiko shulima. In other words, the person is saying, I can't, there's no way in the world I can do tshuva. I'm so saturated in Aveiras, I can't stop. We tell him, what are you talking about? There's no way. Learn Torah. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. It's easy. Just learn Torah and you'll be able to stop. Okay? That's the Alsha. I sort of skipped part of it, but that's basically. So I just, the Kayach Atzir, I thought of this Alsha. I thought it's like a pretty amazing Alsha. The Alsha is saying, the person is saying, I think it's impossible to stop. Now, why is it impossible? We're talking about, when we read the psukim, we're talking about after all the brachas, we're not talking about all the klalas, the person comes to a realization, person went through all the klalas and all the brachas, and he comes to realize that the brachas are because you do the mitzvahs, the klalas are because you're doing the aveiras. He obviously doesn't want any more klalas. So he's tremendously motivated. He's the most motivated person in the world. I reach the clarity of thought. Most people, we do aveiras, okay, we don't really have clarity of knowledge. But this person reached clarity. He understands all the brachas and all the klalas, and he realizes that if he's going to continue doing aveiras, he's going to continue having klalas. And he wants the klalas to stop. And the only way to get the klalas to stop and to get the brachas is by doing tshuva. So he's so motivated. So what's the guy? How's it possible? What do you mean? You make up your mind to stop and you stop. What's the kasha? So apparently, we're talking, the kasha is that as much as I make, the person feels that as much as I make up my mind to stop, I can be so committed. I want to stop. I can't stand anymore having all these klalas. It's being tortured and punished, and I can't take it anymore. I want to stop, but I can't because I'm already addicted. I've already got a habit. The habit, the addiction, so to speak, is so strong that with all the motivation in the world, the person feels he can't stop. And what's fascinating is the Auschwitz doesn't say he's wrong. Yeah, good point. You know, there's apparently such a thing that a person can be so seeped in Aveiras that, I don't want to say it's impossible, but it's almost impossible to stop. But what's the answer? Learn Torah. Oh, and if you learn Torah, no sweat. Kikara v'lecha darim ha'oid. Very easy. Right? That's what the pasuk says. What's the problem? Just learn Torah. That's all. Easy. Easy as can be. And then the Torah helps you to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. So it's an amazing, just to see her, that you can have a person who feels hopeless, a person who feels he is so steeped in the Aveira, that as much as he's motivated, he feels there's no way I can stop. It's a bad habit. It's an addiction. I tried quitting 10 times and I wasn't able to stop. Whatever, I'm addicted. That's the way it is. You know, I'm addicted to smoking. I'm addicted to this. I'm addicted to saiva. And I can't stop. I tried stopping. I can't stop. And the person believes it and feels it. And there's some basis to that. But an FLP gain, the answer is that it's really not so difficult. It's not because there's a trick. There's a trick, a simple trick that you haven't been using. And that is the power of Torah. So I think that's such a tremendously historic for us, you know, before Rosh Hashanah, that there very often there are fellows that do have certain Yetzirah, maybe all of us, that we've tried to improve and we've had great difficulty. And we do feel sometimes that it's almost hopeless. Listen, I made up my mind last year, I tried to improve on this and it didn't go. I tried last year, the year before, whatever. You know, and maybe I'm addicted already. I have a habit, and I can't. It's not realistic. So the Alshach is saying, I'm sure the person here is more addicted than us. And he's saying that we have to realize that there's this mystical Koyach HaTorah that we don't at all understand. You see, from the Pesukim, we don't understand. The Pesuk itself is talking that the person doesn't realize it. And the Torah is telling you a Chiddush, that Torah has that Koyach. That there's a Koyach HaTorah, a Barasi Yetzirah, a Barasi Torah Tavlin, and even if we feel we are hopelessly entrenched in an Aveira, and we feel that no matter how motivated we are, we can't stop, we have no control, a Yetzirah is Hishtorah, Rerikam Hishtorah, he's the Bawa Bus, he rules over me, I'm just a puppet, and I have no ability to say no. There's nothing, but in the Maisa, if you through Torah, you can go ahead and overcome it. So I think, I thought that itself was a very, very inspiring Auschwitz, especially before Rosh Hashanah. The Shaita is as follows. In light of this Auschwitz, when do you get the Koyach of Torah to be able to beat this Yetzirah? How does it work? So Pasha Pshana, the Alshach, is that you have to go ahead and learn. And then, after you learn for a certain amount of time, then slowly you get the Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin, and then you'll be able to beat this super strong Yetzirah. That's what Pasha Pshana, the Alshach. Because I have this super strong Yetzirah, the Yetzirah is the boss, I'm his Eved, I have no input. No matter how much I'm motivated, I can't stop. But if I learn Torah for a year, 2 years, 3 years, it doesn't say exactly, maybe a half a year, a month, I don't know. If I learn Torah a certain amount, then I'll all of a sudden get the energy to be able to weaken the Yetzirah, and I'll be able to win. The Shaita is that true? Or, because we have an amazing Hashkafa, which is one in Rabbeinu Yaina, that there's such a concept, Rabbeinu Yaina says, this is, Shiva, they used to always quote this, that the Rishbani Yaina says that there is a concept called Nasa V'Nishma. He learned that from Nasa V'Nishma, that's what he says in the, also in Shari Tshuva, that there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says that a person can have more mitzvahs than his knowledge. Ask Rabbeinu Yaina, how can you have more mitzvahs than your knowledge? It's not possible. You can't do what you don't know. So he basically says, if you look in the Rabbeinu Yaina, that's Maramachal number 2, he says, if you look 4 lines down, Eshezua Mishnah Dibrifle Eitza Toiva. This is the Mishnah telling you a tremendously good Eitza. Noel Mukubawis, very beautiful and acceptable. A person who doesn't know the mitzvahs, so you have a nashmo, he shouldn't give up. I'm going to do whatever I will find out in the future. Whatever they say. And then he says, I just, I'll do whatever they tell us, etc. Immediately. So Rabbeinu Yonah says an amazing thing as far as schar, that if I make a commitment that I'm going to do the mitzvahs, which I don't even know what they are yet, because I never heard them, but I make a commitment that when I hear them, I'm going to do them, so I get the schar already from now, which is an amazing thing. You get the schar from now, which is obviously and then you get it's much more beneficial than even if an illness happens later. The person, he still already got the schar. And besides which, mitzvah, schar multiplies, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. So you get the schar now, and it helps you for now, it helps you for your din now, it helps you the schar to get more mitzvahs later. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that if I'm a kabo, in other words, the simple Rabbeinu Yonah, he went on in his shmuz, if I'm a kabo now to go ahead and do a mitzvah tomorrow, even though I don't know what it is, but I say whenever I find out what it is, I'll do it, so I get this schar now. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, a simple example, I'm a kabo now that I'm going to learn in yeshiva this year, I already get this schar now for the learning of the whole year. Obviously, I'll get a double, I keep on learning, I'll get more, I get a better, but I get on some dimension, I get the schar of the whole year's learning. Make a kabbalah now, it's as if I did it already. That's what he says. You make a kabbalah, even if you don't know what you're going to do, you get schar as if you did it. Shorty, if you make a kabbalah on something you know already, you get schar that you're going to do it. So the shaita that I had is as follows. Shivis always called this Rabbeinu Yonah, that you can make a kabbalah, and even if you don't do it yet, you get the schar as if you did it. So I make a kabbalah that I'm going to learn in yeshiva for 10 years, make a kabbalah I'm going to stay shifty b'beis Hashem ko yimei chayai, make a kabbalah I'm going to try and do harbatzas Torah, in some form or another when I finish yeshiva. So you get it ready, that schar, as if you did it already, now. It's an amazing thing. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. The shaita is, Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about schar. So can we use Rabbeinu Yonah also for the alshech? This I do not know. This is an interesting shaita. Now the alshech says that when you learn Torah, there's barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tavlin, and that Torah that you learn, well, you have this super strong Yetzirah that's almost unconquerable. And when you learn Torah, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin will give you the strength to beat that Yetzirah. So what if I make a Kabbalah now that I'm going to learn Torah? So does that, do I get the strength now to beat the Yetzirah? Because that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Or no, Rabbeinu Yonah only said it by schar. Comes to schar, for some reason, Hashem's generous on the reward. But the Alshech is not a din in reward. The Alshech is a din in Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. That's not reward, that's something else. So maybe for Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin, a Kabbalah that you're going to learn Torah is not enough. You have to actually learn Torah. You need the actual Torah. For schar, in other words, if I make a kabbalah now that I'm going to learn Torah this whole year, so Rabbeinu Yonah says, gevaldik, I get the schar for the whole year of Torah, so I get in advance, and I'll get schar mitzvah mitzvah, and I'll get the benefits. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, I come with all these mitzvahs, and I'll get a better din in Rosh Hashanah, and the din, your judge goof on your ruchnias and your gashmias, so the din on my ruchnias will be better, and maybe I'll get better ruchnias. But maybe that's all the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's as far as schar. Rosh Hashanah measures in schar. But as far as the alshech, that I have this super strong Yetzirah, and I need Kedusha Satira. So who says Kabbalah gives you the Kedusha Satira to beat the Yetzirah? Maybe for that you need the actual learning. So I don't really know. But it's interesting, I don't really know for sure, but it's interesting that Rav Zuckerman in this said, quoted the Chavetz Chaim, that he applied the Rabbeinu Yonah not only to Tzchar. There's a din that if a person does an Aveira, Shebein Adam Echaveiro, that you can't be Mechaper unless you ask for Mechila. If you stole, you have to return the money. Otherwise, if there's no kapara on Aveira Shebein Adam Echaveiro, until you do Meratzeh Echaveiro, you have to be, he has to agree to be Mechil you. So he said, remember Rav Zuckerman saying that the Chafetz Chaim once spoke in the yeshiva in Radin on Yom Kippur, and he says it could be there are fellows who have averes bein adam lechaveiro, comes on Yom Kippur, they get serious, and they realize that they did this avera, they insulted someone, whatever, they would normally do tshuva on Yom Kippur, because now is Yom Kippur, but they realize, what's the point? I can't get kapara without asking mechila. The guy's not here. The guy's in a different city. I can't ask kapara forgiveness anyway. So I'm not going to get, and you can't get forgiveness on averes shebein adam lechaveiro without mechila. So there's no point to try and do tshuva now. Maybe in a month from now, when I meet the guy and I ask mechila, then I, and if he'll be meichel me, he's okay, so then I should work on tshuva. So the Chavetz Chaim said a chiddush. When he said that was his Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur drasha in the yeshiva, that if you're mekabel on yourself on Yom Kippur to ask the guy for mechila in a month from now, you get, based on this Rabbeinu Yonah, you get credit for the, as if you already asked for mechila now, and therefore you can go ahead and do tshuva on the Averis Shebein Adam Lechaveiro and be forgiven on the Abein Adam Lechaveiro. Right? In other words, even though there's a din that you can't get forgiven on Bein Adam Lechaveiro unless he's Meichel you, and he wasn't Meichel you, and he won't be Meichel you until a month from now. But since you're Mekabel, so it's as if it happened already. So the Chavetz Chaim went ahead and took this Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know if he quoted Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't remember. Rav Zuckerman saying he quoted Rabbeinu Yonah, but he's basically taking Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rabbeinu Yonah only says that as far as Schar, that if I make a commitment, I'm going to do something, I get the schar as if I did it. And the Chavetz Chaim said that it's lav dafka gabe schar, but it's also as far as that it's considered as if I already got mechila, so that I can go be mekabel, which has nothing to do with schar. There's a requirement, there's a rule. You can't get forgiveness on bein adam lemakom unless you have forgiveness on mechila. So it's considered that it already got the mechila. So I think it's very reasonable to say, and Amaisa, I do believe I heard this from people, I'm pretty sure I did hear this from people, that the concept, you see, from the is that it's lav davka, limited only to schar. It goes, it applies, that it's some kind of hagah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his chesed, that when you make a kaboah, then Hashem views the future as if it's happened already. So if it's if it happens, so it happens for everything. So it's quite possible. I can't say it's mukhlok, but I suspect it's probable. And I do suspect that I heard this from people from something I don't remember exactly, so I can't want to say for sure, that in the Auschwitz case also, the Auschwitz is saying that if you have this super powerful Yetzirah, and with all your motivation, you can't beat it. But he says, the Auschwitz says, a chiddush, that the Koyach HaTorah, if you invoke the Koyach HaTorah, then it's easy. But Ficha Levavcha L'Asos. So if you make a Kabbalah, then you're going to learn Torah. So you, it's into this lumdus that the Chavetz Chaim is saying, based on Rabbeinu Yonah, it's considered as if you did it already. So now you get the Koyach, you can even beat that Yetzirah. So it comes out just from Maisa, is even if a person feels that he has a Yetzirah that he can't beat. So first of all, for sure, the Auschwitz says it's Befeirish, that if you learn Torah, then eventually you'll be able to beat it. So a person can make a Kabbalah. That's also tshuva. We said yesterday, tshuva doesn't have to be that I'm going to beat it tomorrow. Tshuva could be eventually. So for sure you can say, listen, I'm going to, a five-year process. I'm going to learn Torah. Eventually I'm going to go up. And then through the Torah, I'll be able to beat this Yetzirah. So you can do tshuva on that Yetzirah based on the fact that I'll beat him in 5 years from now based on the Koyach HaTorah. That's for sure mukhrof from the Alshach. But according to what I suspect, based on the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chofetz Chaim, then you can even do better than that. You not only can say, I'm going to go ahead and make a Kabbalah to learn Torah, and then I'm going to stop this Avera in 5 years from now, but it's even possible, I don't know if it's mukhrach, but you know, it might depend on how strong your Kabbalah is, but it's possible to make that Kabbalah and then beat the Yetzirah even now. Because you already now get accredited as if you learned Torah. So either way, what comes out that a person should never give up, there's no such thing as an Avera that you can't do tshuva for, because no matter how strong a Yetzirah is, when you have the Koyach HaTorah, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin, and either immediately or at least in the future, one will be able to beat that Yetzirah based on the Koyach HaTorah. Ugh.